Santa's annual helicopter flight out to Carluck, a village of under 50, is a much anticipated affair, especially for the handful of kids who live there.
Oh yeah, I was definitely one of those kids. That's why we enjoy it when Santa comes, because we remember what it was like.
That's Catherine Reft, a teacher who's spent most of her life in Carluck. Like many adults in the village, she remembers these visits from a Coast Guard Santa from her own childhood. Her son, Stephen Reft, is 28 years old. He points to decorations from his younger days still hanging on the wall of the Carluck School gym.
Yeah, no, the kids all did that. Decorating and everything, making the decorations. All those stockings, like, they have the stockings I made and my cousins made, and that's like from 10 years ago.
This year, volunteers from the Coast Guard Spouses Association dressed up as elves. Petty Officer John Ackerman volunteered to be Santa. At each village, Ackerman traded a flight suit for a fluffy fake beard, red coat, and a pillow for a pot belly. And the team marched in with bells to greet the children and listen to their Christmas wishes. There aren't many school-aged children in the villages these days, as populations of both towns dwindle and it becomes harder to find work year-round. Today, Carluck has 5 kids and Larson Bay just 2. Both villages closed their schools last year due to low enrollment, but the buildings remain open as gathering places for the community. 8-year-old Azalea and her sister Riviera are opening presents on the floor of the Carluck School gym. Azalea pulls out craft kits, some sparkly soaps, and coloring books.
Fingerlings!
What are those?
Oh, they're French bracelets. I'm going to give it to my friend. Kristen's going to make this one because she's my friend.
As Carluck residents and the helicopter crew sit down for lunch, the kids don't pay much attention to the deer stew, turkey, ham, and smoked salmon spread on the table, focusing instead on their new toys.
Oh, yeah, the kids were so excited this morning. We couldn't get them to do no work, so we let them do Santa cards, and I was like, okay. So we're going to let them go early after you guys leave, so there's no way we could get them to concentrate now.
The Coast Guard service members and Spouses Association volunteers involved share that excitement, too, starting early in the morning to pull out the search and rescue gear in 2 MH-60 Jayhawk helicopters to make room for crates of fresh fruit, toys, and handmade hats and gloves donated from around the country. Back at base, Lieutenant Jason Weeks, one of the helicopter pilots, says it was a far from normal day on the job.
I know we're flying by those villages all the time. And we see them waving from time to time, but it was really neat to be down there in their community and seeing just the pure joy on their face. It was really heartwarming.
Alicia Steenbergen, Cindy Clogston, and Haley Nelson, also known as Santa's elves, agreed, still in elf costume and glowing with excitement from the day. Here's Steenbergen.
What an experience of a lifetime to fly out to the villages and meet the children that live there and bring them joy, the joy of Christmas and presents and Santa in our Coast Guard helicopters. What a neat experience.
The Spouses Association prepares for Santa to the villages year-round. You can reach out to them to donate your time or knitting skills for next year's trips by contacting cgsakodiak@gmail.com or by visiting their Facebook page. Reporting on Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.